This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 29,000 families are evicted annually in New York City. Norway subsidized electric cars as much as $16,000 per car. Houston voters rejected a non-discrimination ordinance for gays and others. Ohio voted against a commercial monopoly for marijuana. And Kentucky voters elected a Republican for only the second time in 40 years. TransCanada has asked for a delay on Keystone Pipeline decision, but the White House indicates that the president will handle this during his term in office. The DOT fined Takata, the airbag maker, $70 million, their largest ever, and Toyota has dropped them as a supplier. In a major data correction, China indicates that it has been burning 17% more coal each year than previously reported by earlier government data, seriously complicating climate control efforts. 46 non-white candidates were elected to the House of Commons as members of Parliament in Canada in the recent election. A new book on the Vatican claims that there is $120,000 in a bank account still under the name of Pope John Paul, that the Vatican Pension Fund is running €800 million deficit, and that the real estate holdings are 2.7 billion euros, seven times higher than listed on balance sheets. Act Blue now has built a database of 1.7 million Democrats who have provided personal information and credit card information to make donations to candidates in seconds. A social impact bond from Goldman Sachs, done in partnership with Utah to provide pre-K and divert children from more expensive special education, seems to have overpaid and been handled on faulty metrics. Voters in Portland rejected a ballot initiative that would have raised wages to $15 per hour immediately. Voters in Tacoma, Washington did the same, rejecting the immediate $15, but approving a measure going to $12 and gradually increasing. Some researchers are now arguing that it is not the schools that are failing students, but that it is U.S. society failing its people. And once socioeconomic factors are balanced on U.S. inequities, schools in many areas are outperforming European and Asian counterparts. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.